on the campus of INGS in Guayaquil, Yaoundé, an institution that trains trainers on different sporting disciplines. Here at the basketball court, both male and female trainees of PAEP 2 have organized a joint exercise. Amongst them, a 16-year-old Tiafi Nathan. Tiafi Nathan is currently the youngest trainee. She hopes to become a towering figure in the domain of sports, hence challenging all stereotypes regarding women in sports.
Well, here in this school, I chose to box. I wanted to be an international referee, to be a trainer. I want to prove to everyone, in fact, that no matter the age, nor your physical appearance, or even the background from which you're coming, they don't have to influence yourself in your decisions and what you really want to do. I want to be that kind of person that influences children to become great.
Although basketball is not a primary discipline, her male counterpart, Ebong Fieri Ewang, attests that women are scoring high in the sector.
For example, my class, we have many professional footballers, girls. They were playing in the first division. There is one who played in the military tournament which took place in the USA in Washington. So they are really doing well.
For women like Nathan to succeed, they need the support from administration. Dr. Saidu Victor is in charge of academics, discipline and control in INGS.
Et déjà très visible.
We have lots of sport activities during holidays. These activities cut across all disciplines. The activities serve as an attractive platform for women to get into sport. All this falls in line with INGS gender policy to encourage girls to enter into sport.
INGS currently has about 500 trainees, constituting 100 girls, who intend to train more women in the different sporting disciplines.